Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's Monday.
That's right.
That's right. We've come back to your lives. You're probably thinking this morning, like, you know, I'm going to probably kill myself. This is the day.
And then, you know,
11 a.m. Eastern hit, and guess what? Real Ass Podcast just jumped in back in and saved your fucking life. We saved you. We're saving lives one at a time, okay? We are not for suicide here at the Real Ass Podcast. I'll tell you right now, anti-suicide. I've never taken a stance like that publicly, but I'll tell you right now, don't do it. Fuck it, do it.
Yeah, I'd like to know more details before I
do. If you're thinking about killing yourself, you probably got a reason.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's not going to get better.
You probably got a reason. You got there in your head. It's not because life is fucking daisies and sunshine. It's probably because it's pretty shit, you know? And think about that long sleep. We don't believe in God. Think about that. Think about every time you go to bed, when you lay your head on that pillow, you're like, this is fucking great. I could do this forever. That's what suicide is. That's exactly what you could do.
Yeah, suicide rules.
Suicide kicks
I actually,
ass.
This is a new approach to therapy. Yeah. I want to kill myself. Yeah. Have you thought about why? Do something about that.
You like sleeping forever, dude?
Yeah.
Fucking do it.
We're not saying to do it, but just, it's always an option.
I'm just saying, doggy, I rue the day that I had a child because that long sleep was taken off the table.
Yeah.
And it's not even that. It's like oh my God.
You had a dark shower today.
See my child again. It's not that I'm not going to see him again. It's just that he's going to think it's him.
He's going to call someone else dad.
Yeah. He's going to be fucking, you know.
Oh, there's a lot of reasons to not kill yourself anymore.
Oh, dude. I fucking had a secret crying moment during another children's movie, Shannon. Oh. We got to get into that. Wild. Okay. Wild. I hid my tears from my child because it wasn't an appropriate time to cry. We'll talk about that on today's show. But first, let's introduce our guests. Ladies and gentlemen, you know them both from the Dad Meat podcast. They are quickly becoming two of my favorite people in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tim Butterly and Mike Rainey. What's up, kids?
Damn,
what up,
guys? Thank you.
This
is the best, man.
You're too kind.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you light up a room, by the way?
Yeah.
I had to like take like a very boring phone call before you got here. As soon as you walked into the building, there was like an energy.
Energy, right, dude?
Do you do that on purpose?
For good or bad? Well, I like to let people know that I'm there. Well,
that's why they love fireworks, because Puerto Ricans are human fireworks.
That's true.
They're like, oh, what are they doing out at 4 a.m.?
Just you're making lighting noise in a neighborhood. Just fucking, you
know. That one almost hit my window.
A couple times a year, you can accept it as festive. But the rest of the year, what the fuck is going on? Why are these Puerto Ricans here right now? It's December.
Go home. There's no parade.
So look, we have an incredible show planned today. Let's get plugs out of the motherfucking wiggity way. Let's do it. Butterly, what else you got to plug?
Follow my Twitch, twitch.tv/Tim Butterly. It's mostly just pretty, it's like cool hanging out. That's what it is. That's all. It's just cool hanging out.
It's cool hanging out.
That's all, dude.
Just fucking hang, dude.
Sometimes it's video games. You're not just sitting there watching a grown man. Sometimes it's just cool hanging out. It's a vibe.
Sometimes you just chill. You're like, hey, what's up?
And I mean, if that's something you're into, do that. Thank you.
Can I stream this show from my Twitch channel?
Yeah, why not?
Should we do a promo for like a fucking week where we fucking, stream this show from my Twitch channel for a full week? It'll be a multicast to Gas Digital and to Twitch, right? But part of the Twitch chat, why not? You know,
you got to incorporate the chat somehow though from Twitch.
I incorporate the chat every time.
Yeah, but I mean, when you do that specifically, you're gonna have to be like, hey,
we incorporate the racist live chat here on the Gas Digital Network. Shannon,
you do.
Shannon, read racist tweets or read racist comments throughout the show, please. You never do it. You can literally interrupt the show to be like, hey, you know, fucking white warrior called you a spick. I'm okay with that.
Okay,
I'm sitting right next to you.
White warrior. That's what I call Zach, my white warrior. Rainey, what else you got to plug?
Dad Meat Podcast. If you're a fat gay retard, I think you would enjoy our program.
And they are.
True.
They are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you're talking
right on board.
We're
pro suicide and we are fat gay retards. So if
pro
that's your
suicide,
shit,
fat gay retards. Come fat get gay with retards. Us. Think about that. I'm actually trying to visualize a fat gay retard.
You manifested Zach.
You're fat, bi, and autistic. That's not really a fat gay retard. You're a fat.
Half.
He's that's just organic fat gay retard.
The whole yeah, dude. Version.
He's locally sourced.
Like, you can audition to play a fat gay retard, but you're not actually a fat gay retard.
Okay. I auditioned to play a retarded guy on Law & Order, and it was the worst audition of my life. I couldn't stick to it.
Isn't it fucking great when you could just audition to play, like, things that you weren't, like retards, or fucking white guys could just play black guys, or... That's great, dude. See, we talked about the other day, the opening scene of Something About Mary is just a retarded guy being like, I didn't do my paintball!
Yeah, but then that ruined that guy.
The whole 40 minutes of the movie, I didn't do my paintball!
And then that guy was Meatloaf in a VH1 original movie, and the whole time I was like, is Meatloaf retarded?
Franken beans!
Zach, the next retard role you're up for, just walk in there and just fucking bite the receptionist. You'll set the place on fire, dude.
Shit, my pants and bite the receptionist. A method like that is how.
Zach Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Comics talking shit while we watch a movie. Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. here on Gas. And my new movie, hashtag Shakespeare's Shitstorm, will be at the Bel Air Diner drive thru in Long Island City this Friday the 13th at 10 p.m. Come hang out. We got liquor sponsors. Should be pretty fucking wild.
Liquor is quicker. Poker in the back. Fuck yeah, Zach. Fucking rhyming today, doggy. I'm here.
Dude, you're spitting.
I'm here, doggy. People, please be afraid because it's getting crazy today, dude. When I start rhyming this early in the day, shit.
You're feeling too, I can't match it. You feel too good right now.
Dude. Mondays are my favorite day of the week, dude. Mondays is opening a present on Christmas morning.
Man, this welcome to Monday. Spicking.
Someone should have been mean to you on the way here.
Oh, dude, they are always mean to me. When I'm early, I'm in a good mood. Shannon, how early was I today?
You were like an hour early. I was shocked.
I was here before you today, bitch. No, you how'd that
here.
Feel?
You weren't here before me.
I was here at 9:15 a.m.
Oh, then you were. Then you were 2 hours early.
Exactly.
Look at you.
Exactly. I had multiple meetings.
You also had multiple mood switches while you were here.
I did have to flip out on Harrington for saying one of the dumbest things I'd ever heard him say. It's not even an interesting story, but he's so fucking stupid. I wanted to fucking punch him right in his forehead. It made me so angry. I've never been so angry at an employee in my life.
Did he say the Jews didn't do 9/11? I'll fucking sock him right now, dude.
Dude, I want him to have to take that bus so bad.
Doggy, he's fighting Saturday night. We are less than a week away. We are 5 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 5 days away from Ellis Mania 20. Mike Harrington will be there. I will also be there. I'm training today for the first time ever. Tell Harrington he needs to go buy me a blindfold and a cowbell right now for training. I'm dead ass. I'm doing a blindfolded cowbell match with Jason Ellis. So we could exchange fisticuffs this Saturday night. Make sure you tune in on Jason Ellis' YouTube channel. I still don't know if it's free or if it's pay-per-view. But either way, go fucking throw Jason Ellis a fucking buck or two for putting this together.
Where is Mike going to go conveniently get a cowbell?
He's got to find a cowbell right now. Or something, or you know what? Let's get real. I bet you $1,000 there's some sort of percussion app on your phone.
Yeah.
Where you can get a cowbell. Okay, but I need a blindfold.
You can put another iPhone on your face and just.
Can I tell you the problem? Can I tell you? Dude, two iPhones. Yeah. Tape an iPhone to each eye.
I need boxing gloves.
Yeah. I need three iPhones. Harrington, I need iPhones. Get with it. I shouldn't have even told them that there's probably an app. I should have had this idiot search the city for a cowbell.
He didn't hear that.
Okay, good. Tell me I need a cowbell. Tell me I need a cowbell and a blindfold for training today. He needs to come back in an hour and a half. Yes.
Mike, see if you can find a seeing iPhone dog, too.
Tell him I need that. And let's see if he can figure it out himself. Do you think that... here's my problem with Harrington. I don't believe that he has the ability to come to the conclusion. Can he hear me right now?
I think he hears bits and pieces of what.
Okay, I don't want him to hear this. Okay, but I want to see if he can
read your tone.
He can hear everything.
Yeah, just through the wall.
He knows the plan here. Harrington, get on the fucking mic, you idiot! Oh, he makes me so angry.
You're gonna get him murdered.
What's up?
Okay, you need to go buy me a cowbell and a blindfold.
You just said you could use an app.
God damn it! Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, he outsmarted me.
I got this headband. You can use as a blindfold. It's
I'm
perfect.
Not using your sloppy headband as a blindfold.
Ew, I got a couple clean ones at home. I'll go grab one.
He actually wears a headband to stop himself from sweating. Like he's a fucking
Like a fighter?
Like a bad guy in the 80s. Nobody, no, fighters don't do that. No fighters wear headbands. Show me the fighter.
There's plenty of fighters. Max Holloway wears
Daniel
headbands.
LaRusso.
Yeah.
One Danny LaRusso.
What do you think?
That's it, okay? GSP, ironically.
Dude. All the Ninja Turtles.
Get out of my face.
His hairline is hiding behind that bandana like fucking Anne Frank.
I hate him. Mike's
hairline secretly got its first period.
He has never not dressed like a mongoloid on a field trip.
Fucking, he just makes me so angry. It's just he wants all the accolades and he wants everything, but he doesn't want to do the fucking work. That's the problem.
Okay, that's tough to overcome.
He's gonna probably get beat up by this fucking old guy on Saturday because of that same attitude, the same exact attitude. He wants shortcuts.
How are you gonna react when he loses?
He has to take a bus back from Lake Havasu to New York. I'm dead ass. He doesn't get a flight.
It's Arizona, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, if he's, it's first class.
During a pandemic, during an upswing.
Yeah, first class plane ticket if he wins, mm-hmm. Bus ticket from Arizona to New York City if
that's
he loses.
Fair. Yeah. So we're going in today. Both Rainey and Butterly are coming in who are jiu-jitsu guys by trade, but we're all going to be teeing off on Harrington today.
Oh, that's gonna be fun.
We're all going to put on some boxing gloves. We're all going to fucking... I'm going to live stream it, actually, on my Instagram. If you guys, at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, please join me on my Instagram channel because we're going to be beating the shit out of Harrington. 2v1. Harrington's going to really... It's going to be great, okay? So I'm very excited about that. Zach, what do you got to plug? We never did your plugs.
Yeah, we did.
I didn't do my plugs. December 4th and 5th, Celebrity Theater, Atlantic City, New Jersey. Myself and Zach Amico, we're coming back. Zach, we got to name our tour. We got to figure out a name for our tour. Okay? Maybe, you know what? You can name the tour. If you name the tour, we'll give you a free ticket. Send us name suggestions to realassofficial@gmail.com. I just make Shannon open 300 emails a day, and we never do the contest. It never amounts to anything. It's just her constantly just reading emails, and she's like, it's never going to mean anything to me, but here's another email with fucking another tour name. Or a tweet me the tour name. Fine. Don't bother Shannon. Okay? Tweet me the tour name. If you name the tour, we'll give you a free ticket to the tour. That's a pretty good fucking prize right there. Also, January 20th to 23rd will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Me and Zach taking New Jersey by storm. Okay? It's going to be a real, real big fucking beginning of the year in the state of New Jersey for me and Zach. Also, make sure you guys subscribe to all of my podcasts, Believe You Me, and Legion of Skanks are two of my other shows here on the Gas Digital Network. I do 10 hours of podcasting every single week. You can get the entire on-demand library for all of my shows. These are thousands of hours of content that you cannot get anywhere else. You cannot access them on YouTube. We started taking down the YouTube channels. People just post full episodes. Fuck you, dude. Copyright strike. Copyright strike. I don't care if it's how you feed your kids. I don't give a shit. You're trying to feed your kids off of what I feed my kid. Go fuck yourself, okay? Get out of my fucking YouTube. All right, copyright strike. Don't even fucking get me going. Copyright. Shannon, any more real-ass podcast clips? Copyright strike. Automatically. Dox them. Find out where they live and post their information to the real-ass podcast Twitter. I'm dead fucking ass. Try to steal from Baby James, you get doxed. All right? Make sure you guys go support Gas Digital directly by subscribing. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. RAP is the promo code. You get a 14-day free trial. If you keep it, you save $1.50 a month. It's only $8 a month. That is cheaper than some fucking Patreons out there that recently left our network to start their own Patreon. That is some of... It's cheaper than that one individual Patreon. It's psychotic. Wild. The balls. The fucking testicular fortitude. All right, let's get back into it. Let's see. Are we premiering our new segment today, Classy or Trashy? Are we doing that?
No. I'm still making it. We're doing it.
Get the fucking graphics, Dylan.
It's Wednesday. We know we're doing it Wednesday.
Strike while the fire's hot. Is this it? Is this Classy or Trashy, the music for it? Oh, that's Dylan. That's when Dylan talks. That's his sound.
I can just do the intro now.
Dylan, can we give him some sort of effect to make it sound like he has auto-tune on his voice? Is there a filter that we can auto-tune him? I bet you we can.
Yes, we can. I would have to set it up before the show, though. But we can have it for next
From now on, Dylan's microphone is only auto-tuned. Thank you, Shannon.
Okay. I really want to know what movie made you cry.
Oh, yeah. It didn't make me cry. I mean, I had to hold back tears and fight them. Little Monsters.
Ah, stop.
Little Monster. Yeah. With Fred Savage, Howie Mandel as the monster. And it was the scene, the parents get divorced in the middle of the movie for no reason. They just throw this onto the kids, right? And it's like, I had to like explain to my son about me moving out, how about it's not a big deal, but like Fred Savage is going, fuck you, you're ruining my life. Like, it's really great, James, actually. And I was like, oh, this is fucking hard, this is rough. And it just didn't mean anything to him because he was like, you know, too young to remember me and his mom together. But that was actually the moment, because I said, I was like, ah, you don't even remember me and your mom living together, do you? He goes, Daddy, he was like, I would never forget you living with me. And I went, oh. I was like, I gotta go jerk off. I gotta go jerk off on my Oculus.
You're actually gay. You're gay, dude. Don't talk like that.
Dude, you're so fucking gay.
You're so fucking gay.
I want a homo. I'm gonna punch you in the balls, faggot.
You love me, dude. You love guys. You're so fucking gay.
I bet you want my cock in your mouth, you fucking queer.
Your gayness broke me and your mom up. Thanks a lot, dickhead.
I'm not living with this faggot.
I still love her.
We actually get along really well.
Your gayness broke me and your mom. We've been together a few more weeks.
We're fine with each other. We both just want to be part-time with you because you're so gay.
I bet you'd love to be taken under your bed by another man, wouldn't you?
Fuck. There's also some weirdly creepy scenes in that movie that I never realized. Like Howie Mandel, he's like dealing with children, okay? But a big part of his physical acting in this movie is to do this. Ah, right in their face.
Yeah.
It is. Pull up some. Pull.
The bully monster terrified me as a child.
Oh, I posted a picture of it. I called him Big J. Pull up Snick. I think that's the bully's name.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, Snick. Oh, it was the one scene with Snick where he pulls the kid's head off, and I was like, look, it's the bonfire.
Yeah, he like snaps a horn or something on one of the other monsters.
They're a little weird. It's the movie. Here it is, Big J.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
everything is great.
You know, we are a video podcast. I feel like we could incorporate some of the video medium into this fucking show. You know, it's not a big deal. You know, Del. Just fucking stills. What is this? What are we? Fucking Crosby and Nash.
Every Hollywood production is grooming kids for pedophilia.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So, like, you got to think that, like, at some point, kids watch this movie, and if they're getting molested by their uncle, they're thinking, at some point, there's going to be hamburgers. I just know it. Yeah, all right, where are the hamburgers?
I didn't remember a lot of those scenes. Like, they were like, you're going to go to a place, and it's cooler than anywhere in the world. And it's like, it's a fucking shithole. It looks like, I mean, it's dirty. There's, like, roaches everywhere. It's like, I know you could eat some shitty food, but it looks like you're going to catch a disease in this underworld. Do you remember the underworld in Little Monsters at all?
I remember. I thought it looked cool as a kid.
You thought it was cool? I thought it was cool as a kid, too.
But now as an adult, you're like, why would you ever want to be there?
This is like, because he describes it. He's like, it's the place where every little kid. And Howie Mandel's fucking annoying. Yeah. Also, I was like, and the other thing, I wish we had some video. It'd be great if we could just show some of these videos. In the first scene, Fred Savage kills the monster.
I don't remember that.
Okay, so the monster comes out, right? And it's daytime. It's like 5:30 in the morning, and the sunlight comes up when he first catches him, right? And the sun comes up, and he's melting.
Oh, the clothes.
I
was
like,
picturing him shooting the monster for some reason.
No. And he goes, he's like, please push me back under the bed. I'm going to die. And Fred Savage is like, dude, you fucking fucked up my bike. What the fuck? And he's like, I'm going to. And then he melts away and dies and goes, and then it's a pile of clothes. And Fred Savage reacts. He goes, I feel really bad. Like, he felt bad. And then he kicks the pile of clothes under the bed to just discard the body.
Blue Lives Matter.
And then 30 seconds later or 10 seconds later, the monster picks up the bed and goes, I'll see you later, and then disappears.
Oh, so he lives.
He lived, but Fred Savage tried. Can you please pull up the fucking scene? I'm going to throw my coffee at the window.
The monster probably respected that move, though. Yeah, the monster's like, this is real monster shit, kid.
It's like when Chris Watts thought he killed his kids and they came alive in the back seat. I thought, like, all right, well, little monsters, too.
That's Chris Watts' story, little monster.
Howie Mandel pops up in the back of the pickup. Come on down here, kids. Plenty of oil for everybody.
The divorce scene gets really dark.
Doggy. Damn. It's fucking... He literally murders the little monster in the first scene. And then in another scene...
Dude, that'd be so fucking funny to kill your family and then tell the cops you think monsters took them. I'm sorry.
Then another scene, Fred Savage goes and he like sees the girl that he has a crush on. And she's like lying in the bed, and I'm almost positive she's got hard nipples. almost, she's like a little 10-year-old girl or 12-year-old girl. She's got hard nipples, and the little monster's going up to her and going, la, 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 la. Oh, you don't, you like her, don't you? You know what we could do? He's like implying that they should rape this child.
Eat her pussy. Yeah. Come on, kid, let's eat her pussy. Crazy,
dude. We're every kid's nightmare.
I have a scene of him shrinking into clothes. It's just not good quality.
All right, it's fine. Let's see the not good quality. Here we go. Thank you, Shane.
Oh, the baseball cards, right?
All right, the horns pop out. He kills it. Fast forward a little
this
bit.
This is actually a metaphor for puberty.
Fast forward. The light.
Making an eggs, kid. What do you want? Sunny side up or over easy? Huh?
Look, he watches the
midget.
Imagine that little
now
girl.
Now I'm becoming a midget. A fate worse than death.
You wake up in your sleep paralysis, demon with autism's eating your pussy.
First it disfigures you, then it kills you.
Nah, you're mixing me up with that pansy with the red cape. Please.
Dracula.
This is in the opening scene. I thought it was Superman. What a weird reference. The pansy with the red cape?
Yeah,
well, light track. Doesn't kill Superman.
I would have said fangs or
yeah, I mean
high collars.
That fanget.
Cool
keep
house.
Going. No, keep going. You gotta watch. He watches him die.
Wait, you wrecked my bike.
You deserve to die.
What would you do if I say out of tune?
Damn.
This was the worst special effects ever. It's just what we would do now to show how we would melt into the floor.
Yeah, just pile clothes around my head.
Damn.
Look, he watched him die. It's sad. Look.
Damn.
Look, damn. I shouldn't have killed him. He says damn.
Damn.
Damn, yo. He waits.
Well, time to get rid of the body. This is incriminating.
This is wild.
Maybe he knew this was going to revive him.
No, he didn't, dude. He thought he was dead.
I'll give him more credit.
Oh,
look, look, damn, look how easily he lifted that entire bed.
He really is
the strongest kid in the world. This isn't the first time he's killed. He's tasted flesh before.
No, you gotta see him come back.
Backyard is full of monsters.
For the love of God.
We're gonna watch Little Monsters in its entirety.
Try to find the next scene.
Look. Hey, bud. The name's Maurice, and I'll catch you later.
Thanks for killing me.
Let's go eat some pussy.
That was actually in the original script. I mean, the studio forced them to take, let's go eat. That was his catchphrase.
Yeah. Hey, kid, let's go eat some pussy.
Nothing tastes better than virgin puss. He's a fucking wild character. And yeah, and the underworld is just a bunch of weird-looking fucking creatures.
Yeah, rule.
Dirty as shit. Didn't rule, dude. It fucking ruled. Because you live in a shitty neighborhood.
I was
it looks like your home neighborhood.
Creature.
That's why.
It looks like Skankfest. The underworld looks...
Dude, yeah. You got to pull up some of the underworld as well. Find the under... There,
Juggalo Utopia.
It's like your sex offender uncle describing Florida.
Yeah.
No way, that's awesome. I mean,
I don't even know what this part is.
This is where Snick and the other guy come out.
Oh, this is the boys' office. Yeah.
It's just a white trash house. It's like cool shit and missing floorboards.
Yeah. All right, it's fine. We got it. We got it.
Yeah, it seemed cool when I was a kid.
Yeah. But it just didn't seem like a fantasy utopia. It was still actually nicer than the home I grew up in.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you grow up a piece of shit, if there's food anywhere, it's like, this place fucking rules.
Yeah. Just fucking...
Name brand treats.
Here's one more part of the underworld. Just
Yeah, that's when they first come down.
Cool, yeah.
They're like, hey, look. It's a shithole.
It looks like a video game.
It looks like a shanty town.
Like right there, that looks like Earthworm Jim's house. Yeah, that's probably why I like it.
Yeah, it looks like San Francisco.
Doggy.
We're booked there.
Yes. It looks like the fucking... The Tenderloin. You're right. It looks like the Tenderloin of San Francisco. Yeah. It looks like there should be heroin addicts and crack dealers hanging out on the steps.
And spikes in front of like a cow door.
Yeah, not okay. Okay, really quick, we must thank Manscaped for supporting today's show. Manscaped makes the best electric ball trimmer on the planet. It's the 3.0. This is the third version of the Manscaped lawnmower, and it really is just the most incredible piece of equipment you could use to shave your balls. The real meat and potatoes here, you're not going to nick or cut your balls or dick, okay? I use this thing, and I'm so not careful. I just, 30 seconds, I trim myself up completely. It looks neat. It looks clean. I've never had an easier tool to use to help down there. When I've used Bix or I've used hair trimmers, you always have to do it so carefully, because if you don't, you're going to nick yourself. And I've done it 100 times. So you spend 10, 15 minutes doing something that can literally take you 30 seconds. Okay. You're going to love it. I'm not bullshitting about this. I will tell you right now, I give these away for the holiday season. This is going to be my go-to Christmas gift this year. It really is just the best piece of equipment for personal grooming. They have an LED light. So if you're a weirdo and you want to do it in the dark, you can do it in the dark. You could also do it in the shower. It's completely waterproof as well, which is awesome. So there's no cleanup involved. This is the best thing you're going to use. Right now, if you guys go to manscaped.com, you're going to use the code REALASS, R-E-A-L-A-S-S, manscaped.com. That's M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D, manscaped.com. Use that promo code REALASS. You're saving 20% off your entire order plus free shipping. This is the holiday gift of the season. Hot holiday item. Hot, say it with me. Hot holiday item, everyone. Hot holiday item. Hot holiday item. Come on. Hot holiday item. Manscaped. Hot holiday item. Manscaped. Hot holiday item. Manscaped. Okay. 20% off. Free shipping. Manscaped.com. Use that code REALASS. Okay. Let's get back into it. All right. Let's talk about some more. You guys want to start the show?
What?
Oh, we're just showing.
Oh, yeah.
That was just
yeah.
That was
this is just a cool hangout.
Watch fucking hang, dude.
This is the cool hangout, dude.
That's what I do. I just hang. I have special effects when I hang. Sound effects. All right, let's see what else. All right, fuck it. I want to talk about this video. I saw this video on a friend of mine's Instagram, and it was fucking. It's very bizarre that like every fucking comment. It was a black chick that I know. Pull up the video of the angry Karen 360 slap.
I have it from her Instagram. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Medea goes to the underworld.
Good. Turn the volume on.
Hold on.
Yeah, you get volume on. It was Yamaniku who posted
it.
Got it.
Damn.
Who the fuck are you? Is he British?
They gotta add the Mike Tyson knockdown music.
So here's the thing. She posted this. And it's the caption on the video, whoever posted it initially, is like, angry Karen gets slapped. You know, spun around with a slap, and it's like three like laughy face emojis. And by the way, I am all for
violence against women.
I love violence against women. I really do. Just you know, across the board. Like if I have to broad stroke it, I'd say fuck it. You know, but I mean,
that just sucked.
No, listen to me. I used to nearly masturbate to the videos of like women hitting guys, and then the guys turn around and be like, fuck, and then. Back in the day, when MySpace existed, that was like one of my favorite videos. It was a compilation. One of the first MySpace compilations was dudes just fucking losing their shits with a chick hitting him. And it'd be like, a chick hit him like 5 times and he'd be sitting there. And then eventually he just decks her. And I was like, this is great.
By the way, this weekend was the anniversary of the 8-ball jacket slap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All of those videos, I always go like, don't put your fucking hands on anybody.
Yeah.
I really do say that. This one is an old lady. I don't know what to say.
Dude, oh, also, How Can She Slap? Another classic. The Indian TV show. It's like the Indian
Bachelor. Oh, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
I remember slaps that one guy, as well. That the guy one's... hits her back and then cries.
Yeah, classic. I mean, it's sort of like, most of the time, it's usually some fucking just young cunty bitch who starts wailing on a dude. And you're like, you see he's like restraining himself. And then he lets go. And look, I would never in a million years hit a woman. And I've had 100 women hit me in the fucking face. And I've never once put my hands on them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's sort of, I do have to hold people accountable to that standard. Like, it's an old fucking lady. My problem isn't so much that, like, I get why it's a funny meme, because I've watched memes like that, but when you see all of the comments, there's like 100 comments, and people are like, yeah, good for that bitch, good for... And you're going like, guys, it is an old lady. I would assume that, like, the fucking dregs of society, like me and Zach would go, ha, 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 but, like, the amount of people that are just like, yeah, good for that fucking white-ass Karen bitch, and I'm going like... I was like, guys, it's an old lady. Like, if an old lady hits a man, it doesn't matter. Like, or if a little guy, forget an old lady, if a little guy came up to me and fucking smacked me, right? You know, I think I would
fuck you, mister.
I would have to fucking hold back. You know what I'm saying? You don't fucking just wail on an old lady because she hits you. I have no idea what happened before it. I have no idea what happened after. But it's just very bizarre how there has been this shift where even people that consider themselves like liberal and for, you know, the you know, looking for the betterment of society and respecting women, it's like they're like, just because this woman's white and this guy's black, they're gonna cheer on him smacking.
And plus, yeah, like the last place you want to fight a black person is a fast food counter.
Maybe yeah, she ordered
that's their territory. They really don't. Like if you fought a black guy in Street Fighter, that's where the plane flies to. It's the counter of a McDonald's.
Crown fry.
Yeah, let me get a small fry and a McN-word.
Yeah. There's a thing where anytime that you see a dude hit a lady that's like worth filming, there's something in your head where like there's probably a pretty almost justification for this. Like you start imagining what the woman did.
Yeah.
Like of course, actual
leading up to it, right? Yeah, yeah.
Actual like abuse from dudes is more like a ginker to the thigh. You
of
know
course.
What I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
horse bites and shit like that. It's never like you know, they're not trying to dazzle you with yeah, domestic abuse. Any lady that catches a hook, your mind is instantly like who knows
what
how
she
online
did?
She
what
went.
Is she? Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just saying maybe I can't really see, it's not that clear, but it just, I'm saying, like, I've had women hit me so many times. I've had women hit me worse than that. You know, I've never just been like, whap. And I thought it was just sort of interesting, the shift in sort of attitude. It's like, well, I mean, at what point are you we're allowed to just smack old ladies because they fucking knock something
imagine
out of
that
our
was
hand?
Yamanika's grandmother and knocked her church hat off.
I don't know. It just seemed very fucking bizarre. I was going like, I thought when I saw her post it, I thought the comments would be like, yeah, that's disgusting. Like, that's fucking wild because it's a bunch of very liberal people that follow her. But it was just literally being like, yeah, good for that white bitch. She deserved it. I wish she would have killed her.
Yeah, I think they got the weapons free on white old ladies.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking crazy.
It's open season.
Wow, poor white old ladies.
I mean, that's not me, so.
Yeah. Hey, man, I mean, look, you shouldn't put your hands on somebody. I it's not like I'm going like, oh my God.
You don't
God.
Even believe that all the way, though.
Well, I don't believe that you should put your hand. No, I truly do believe you shouldn't just put your hands on somebody. You shouldn't walk up to somebody and hit them because you don't like what they said or did.
You have to yell at them first.
Yeah, you try to
so
get them
they
to,
know
to
you're
goad
hit them.
You into them swinging first. That is the way yeah, you do it. You goad.
Yeah.
And I'm a goader. Luis A. Gomez.
And you are ruthless trying to get them to swing.
Yeah, dude.
You I'll spit, fucking shove. Shoving's not hitting,
that's
by the
hearsay.
Way. I think that's documented.
I call it hearsay. So.
Where yeah, do you draw the line? Where will you stop where you're like, I'm not, because you want to be the good guy. You want the justification for the fight socially.
I'm not saying that I'm perfect. Butterly. I'm not saying
dude,
that I haven't.
I'm saying
hit
these are what are we striving for?
I'm just saying that is a little bit too far. To whap an old lady in her fucking head and spin her around, that's fucking wild. And it's not even so much that, it's not even a commentary on that guy having that moment, because maybe she called him the N-word beforehand and she fucking spit on him and smacked him, and that was the end of like a long chain of things. So I'm not even saying that guy...
Combo break.
I'm not saying that guy couldn't have gotten there, like, in his anger. You know, maybe she's the biggest piece of shit in the world. Maybe he is. We don't have enough from that video. I'm just saying it's sort of wild to watch the reaction to it be like men, women alike being like, good, fuck that bitch. She got smacked. If I saw an old lady get smacked in public, I mean, I'd
step in, yeah.
I would step in and fucking try to fight that guy. I wouldn't be like, yeah, good for that fucking...
You would at least say, oh, he gave that bitch a slappy meal.
You got knocked the fuck out. Instead of ever. Yeah, so it was just sort of... but yeah, I think that... I don't know. We all make mistakes. I don't remember the last time that I've just hit somebody. Just actually just... You remember the last time I hit somebody? Just hit him.
Yeah.
I think I remember the story. It was at the Mexican guy.
Yep. I was just going to bring it up.
I feel so bad for this. You tell the story. I feel really bad. I feel bad for the story.
It was Halloween, wasn't it?
Was it Halloween? I don't know. Maybe.
It was maybe some type of costume thing, but Lewis was with a crazy person.
Crazy whore.
Who said that this like bar back touched her ass.
Yeah, all right, so we're at some bar, and me and her were doing blow, and I think that he tried to get her to go do blow in, like, a fucking closet with him somewhere, and she went to go do blow. She comes out of the closet with him and sees me. She's like, yeah, he tried to grab me, and, like, in my head, like, even on blow and all drunk and fucked up, I was like, I know this bitch is lying, but I'm, like, in a thing now where this, like, Mexican guy's going, no. No, I didn't. And I was going like, did you grab? She's like, yeah, he fucking tried to rape me. And I was going, oh, man. And he's like, no, sir, I did not. And I was like, Shannon's getting the saddest punch. It wasn't even that hard. He just was like, oh, oh. He was like an employee of this bar.
It's Howie Mandel from Little Monsters 2. Yeah, come into the class, kid.
He probably asked her for money for the drugs, and that's how she got out of it.
I felt bad. I felt bad because I just knew that this chick was bad news. And maybe he did try to. Here's the thing. Realistically, what happened was she probably went into the closet to do blow with him, and he was like, "Oh, this whore is in a closet with me. Let me try to hook up with her." And she might have like pushed him away or whatever. I don't think it went anything beyond that, right? But then when I came up, it's like it's just a bizarre thing. Like she's not my girlfriend. Like I don't really like her that much, but I've been fucking her for a little while, so it's like, ugh. Even now I feel bad.
Now I'm on the hook for this rape, and I gotta fucking do something about it.
Dude, you should marry him so he gets citizenship.
I just feel like I think back to it. I'm going like I just know that this guy wasn't. I know that she was just a little hooker in the wrong. She was just in the wrong. Okay, even if he was trying to fucking touch her, I mean, come on, why are you going to the closet with him? What's wrong with you, dumb whore?
You went from you're wild, dude. You're all over the fucking map. We need to stand up for old white ladies. I don't want to see violence against women. And now you're like, look, she went into the closet.
Okay, no. She went into a closet with a man.
To do drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the scene from, didn't we watch that with the Adam Sandler movie? The one, the really fucking anxious one that's on Netflix now.
Hubie Halloween?
No. Oh, Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems. Oh. Yeah, when his girlfriend went into the bathroom with The Weeknd.
Oh, yeah.
That was my version of that. So it was, instead of selling diamonds, I was a comedy club ticket salesman. Instead of my girlfriend being like a hot 10, she was like a sloppy pig 6. And instead of being The Weeknd, it was a Mexican busboy.
Undocumented Gems.
It was just like that scene from that movie, except we changed a couple of the factors.
This is how I win.
Doggy, it was not a good time in my life. That was a very dark period of my life.
Well, I mean, look, it's 6 months later. You're doing great.
Yeah, man.
You've turned it around.
Yeah, I just think it's very interesting that like society has been like, yeah, dude, smack that old bitch.
Do you think it's permanent, or are we going to get more ladies roped into it? Like, it can't just stay, right? Eventually, someone's going to be like, oh, it's bad that we're punching old... It's bad to laugh at old ladies getting punched. So at that point, they're either going to expand it to more ladies, or they're going to have to walk it back.
Yeah, maybe. All right, let's move on. Fuck it. Whatever. Whatever, fuck that old lady. I don't really care. I don't want to see her like a pussy and be like, oh my God, everyone. I don't
care.
He didn't
hit her that hard either.
I don't care about that old lady. This needs to be pointed out. I just thought it was interesting society has shifted their view on men smacking old ladies. That's fucking wild to me.
That'd be awesome if like old ladies started to learn how to fight. Like they started doing G-R-A-M-M-A.
G-R-A-M-M-A, grandma. I like that. That was not a bad joke. It was not a bad joke. You know what, dude? Fuck it. You guys are going to disrespect that. It's a fucking solid joke. All right, let's go. We got a mind meld here. Alex Trebek dies at 80. Mind meld. Shannon and Dylan both submitted this topic. They're thinking alike, guys. The producers are starting to fuck and they finish each other's sentences at this point. Dylan is Shannon. Shannon is Dylan. Very nice. Alex Trebek is dead.
Ripped to a real one.
Fuck yeah, dude. 80, though.
Yeah, 80.
80 and
taped enough episodes to go through Christmas.
Living like a king. Living like a king, I'm sure. Trebek has to be really rich. I have no idea. But to keep him on that show for as long as they kept him.
They got another few months of him in the can.
Why? Because they taped?
Yeah. They said they have enough episodes with him through Christmas.
Honestly, with the way technology works, they could probably just edit old Jeopardies.
Yeah.
And just make him the host forever.
Trebekbot, yeah.
I love it.
They could deepfake, no yeah. With it.
Yeah, Trebek, you got to figure, what's his net worth? What was Trebek's net worth at the end? It's got to be a lot, right?
It's $75
million. $75 million, dude. Just being Trebek. And I would say, and this is going to sound disrespectful to the dead, I would say that he has almost no personality. Like, Trebek is not a fucking personality guy.
So he's the type of dude where I assume that he was just like a prolific pussy eater. Like dudes that dudes
like Howie Mandel in the 80s.
That like
just Trebek going, ah! That's how you started out.
Yeah. Yeah, so
she comes twice and the Daily Double music comes on.
This old man eats tons of pussy. And so these plain looking old dudes where they're not hot and they have a consistently smooth delivery in front of a camera for like 30 to 40 years. They have to just be the most skilled. I don't know. I don't know why I think
there's
this,
something about how regimented they are, how to the camera. Like you're almost saying like a newscaster would probably eat some good pussy
for sure. Like Bruce Buffer. You like Bruce Buffer probably slurps with the best of them.
Yeah, because he comes in very high and tight, neat.
Yeah, a lot of energy.
Yeah,
I think Trebek would he would like sit down in front of pussy and like unfold like a napkin full of like tools and like very slowly. Like,
Michael Buffer's almost as good as eating pussy, but like we gotta pay him still.
Can we see a young Trebek? Was Trebek really handsome back in the day? Where did Trebek start? Did Trebek get a start on Jeopardy?
No, he had other. I think this version of Jeopardy is technically a remake.
He was doing some Canadian game show.
He's a Canadian.
Yeah.
He was Ukrainian. I dated a Ukrainian. Yeah, that guy has a big cock. Trebek's got a big old 70s porno fucking thick dick. He lays it down inside of network executives, and that's how he gets his way through the business. Look at that.
Yeah, you're at a party in the Hollywood Hills. He's there. Your eye isn't immediately like drawn to him, right?
No, yeah.
But you see him in the corner. He looks like whoever's talking to him having a nice time.
He's got a great like physique. You never even noticed it before, but he's like dancing with his shirt off. God,
that shirt's a different fit. Yeah, he's got like a complicated cocktail in his hand. You're like, I wonder what that's got to be an interesting drink.
Yeah, he is what fat middle-aged women watch through the one eye that they're not icing down from getting socked at McDonald's.
Well, can we see some more young Trebek? He's more handsome as a young man than I thought he would be. Very 70s porno-esque.
Yeah. That's like almost debonair, you would say. No, that's not him, is it?
Young Trebek.
It says it underneath it.
He's probably like 14 there. I'm like, man, he was hot.
Dude, fucking thick piece on that kid. What was his, he was a radio guy? What was his history? Give me some history on Trebek. What was his deal? Because I never heard of Trebek before Jeopardy.
And Dylan's never heard of Jeopardy.
He was on Jeopardy for 30 years.
Why are we on Live League with two Indian guys about to fucking blow each other's heads off?
Yeah, he was the man.
You got a lot of respect for Trebek?
I just as far as pussy eating, I'm convinced that he actually is what I built an image of him, and I have to respect
I'm just saying he's not... He's borderline talentless. What did he do?
What are you talking about?
I feel like if I could do that, like, look, I'm not very good at speaking, right? But it's just sort of like, you know, he's reads his
fucking... No, he had big shit to pronounce.
You don't think I could do that job? I'll do that job in a fucking heartbeat. I'll do that. Well, all right, guess what? Guess what?
You wouldn't be able to say some of the subjects.
Real Ass Jeopardy. It's happening. I'm hosting it on the show. You guys can come back and compete.
Yeah,
you want to come back and
compete? Potent potables.
I'd rather get cancer like Alex Trebek. Thank you, though.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, we're going to do Real Ass Jeopardy. I'm going to host Jeopardy here on the network.
If you did that, once a month for a year, you would end up fighting a contestant.
So I'm ready. I'm ready. Final Jeopardy, bitch. Yeah, I feel like I could easily host a game show. I never went down the game show host route because that was a thought of mine. I was like, I could be a pretty good game show host, I believe. Yeah. I never went down that route because, in my opinion, to this day, beneath me. Beneath me. That's Alex Trebek, and this is going to sound disrespectful in his death. Alive or dead, beneath me. I'm better than Alex Trebek. What I'm doing, yes, I am.
There's not one way. Yes, there's not one way you're better than Alex Trebek. There's not one.
Multi ways.
Watch. He might have been stronger than you.
Multi ways.
He might have been stronger than you at his death.
Lewis, eat pussy now.
In Trebek's peak, he's probably stronger than me, dude. He was probably jacked.
Yeah, dude, he had 70s mustache strength.
Can we see Trebek with his shirt off? Why are we getting this man naked right now?
Dylan, get in here. Let Lewis eat your pussy.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, Trebek, I bet you Trebek probably has an under-the-radar sick body. Mm-hmm. Like, just, oh yeah, he used to compete as a bodybuilder. Like, nobody even knew that.
For sure.
Like, Trebek is fucking jacked.
He's all Flanders under there.
I hate enough. I
bet you one thing that they loved about Trebek on Jeopardy is that he was never late for it.
Oh, what are you saying? I'm late for the show?
He was probably never late for
it. It's a sign
Jeopardy.
Of weakness.
Being on time?
Yeah. So Trebek was regularly showing that he was afraid of the fucking man and that he wasn't the man, right? Time starts when I walk in the room. You said it at the top of the show, baby boy. Let's get real. Trebek is a fucking nerd, Okay, I would show up and I would fucking smack Trebek's wife on the ass. That's what I would do.
I just want to see you fucking sweat at that podium when you see potpourri. Potpourri.
Yeah, let me see.
This is the closest I can find of him shirtless.
Look at that. Look at that neckline, though. I want to fucking.
He's already gray there.
I want to fucking kiss his clavicle.
It's a good look for an old guy.
Yeah, he does not look like he's got fucking crazy good muscle definition, though.
Yet another reason he had to go hard on pussy eating.
Yeah.
He had none of the natural attributes. It was all skill. It was all built up.
Yeah, he's Rudy.
Mm.
Yeah, so I never really thought that hosting a television show, being a game show host, was a worthwhile endeavor.
I don't know.
But that's my personality. I have that sort of like, you know.
You regret this. Oh, my God.
I also want to be a car salesman.
You're telling us something about yourself. You're deeply uncomfortable with the fact that you feel like you have a natural knack for being a children's game show host.
Not a children's game show host.
No, you're like a double. No, you need physical challenges. Actually, maybe I'm adding to it. You'd be a fantastic children's game show host with like.
I'd be an incredible children's game show host.
You have to swim through boogers or whatever.
No, fuck that, dude. That's old school. Fuck Double Dare. I would be the host of Nickelodeon's Guts.
Okay. What would you change about Guts?
I would just make it so that the host gets to climb the aggro crag at the beginning and end of every episode.
The final boss of the game show.
The final boss is a Mexican in a closet. All right, try not to get assaulted by this dude.
Doggy. Yeah, dude. At the beginning and end of every show, the host of the show gets to climb the aggro crag and they get the trophy. And that would be the show.
Yeah, I think
kids reaching into a giant nose for fucking Coke Rock.
Oh, shit, dude. What is that?
Piece of the aggro crag.
It's a sleep mask. Is this what is this for?
You asked for a blindfold.
Oh, it's a blindfold. And a kettlebell. Oh, and it's a new sleep mask sponsor that I have on the show. Thank you very much.
Oh.
Don't product place me.
Damn.
Don't fucking product place me. I don't do product placement. They don't pay me. They pay me for my.
Oh my God.
That's not great.
Think, Dylan. Think about what just happened.
That was not great, Dylan.
I want you to think about the brain in your fucking head. That how little I trust you with anything else in the world because of what just happened. Because it wasn't that you're an idiot. And now he's headbutting the fucking camera.
Oh my God, dude.
It wasn't just that he fucking knocked an entire cup of coffee all over everything that I own.
All the notes.
And my clothes. Everything I own is in my dick. Everything I own is right in my fucking crotch. Ask your whore mother. God damn it. It's that he didn't have the mental fucking wherewithal to know not to throw that at the fucking table. When it's not just one cup, there's multi-cups everywhere. And I'm using multi a lot today. There's multi-cups everywhere in a multi-cam studio.
First of all, I say back up. The fact that he even interrupted the show to hand you the mask was borderline retarded.
Ripping through the floor.
He might have a drug problem.
Who would do that? Money. Dylan. Who would do that?
You've been partying, Dylan? Yeah,
I know it seems like I'm crazy, dude, but when I throw things, I'm very deliberate with where I throw them.
We're going to intervention you.
Dylan, there's more.
I think you just headbutted the camera again.
it's pointing at the ceiling now.
That's all right.
Dylan, he's more. Raging.
Something's wrong with him, man. Keep an eye on him. Seriously, I'm concerned.
Dude, this is why fat white ladies get smacked.
Because he acts like that. To be honest with you, Dylan, you probably killed an old white lady with that move.
By forcing Lewis to act out a line later at a fast food place. You just sealed some old woman's fate.
I mean, I want to point out my white Nike.
I don't even look at your shoes.
I mean, just cut, look.
Look at
my white fucking Nike. It's being docked from your fucking Jew pay. You think I'm kidding?
Damn. That's a shame.
I'm so upset that I paid you for my Twitch because I would fire you for my Twitch right now.
Guys, this isn't the foot we wanted forward. We respect you guys so much.
This is great, dude.
You guys, you deserve a better version of it.
Was that a joke on my fucking shoe? Would you make a fucking podcast? Fuck! Fuck, it was good! It was fucking good!
I was not intentional.
Suck the coffee out of my shoe. Suck the fucking coffee out of my shoe. I'm not doing it. God, I hate him.
Damn. We took a train to get
here,
dude.
How is it possible that I got...
We have precious time, and this is how he spends it.
I'm more angry at Dylan than I am at Harrington.
This is,
by the way, what Harrington did was even dumber.
You never said the dumb thing he said.
Shannon, will you explain it? Because it's so it's too specific. Nobody's even understand why it would make me so angry. But maybe from your perspective, explain what you what happened between me and Harrington this morning when you saw the interaction between me and him.
Okay, this is what I think happened because I only tuned in towards the end of it. I believe that you were preparing for another show. I don't know how detailed you want me to get. You were preparing for another show, and he said it's ready to go. And you said, where is this one specific thing that you had discussed with him several times before that you wanted this one specific thing? And that wasn't there, and it was kind of like it was never a thing.
But more specific.
More vague.
A monitor. You wanted the monitor in a different place.
You know...
You're bogged down with just general incompetence.
It's just stupidity.
It's building up.
Here's my problem. Is if I started explaining to people what I'm talking about, they go, dude, chill. And they're not going to understand how...
The totality of it all.
They don't get it, dude.
100% honest, though, you know who wouldn't take that shit? Trebek.
Trebek would have
laid the law down.
He would have tomahawked a clipboard at somebody the
dude,
first time.
This is
time
Pat Sajak behavior.
Sajak's alive.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I thought Sajak was dead.
Yeah.
Who are the other great...
Mark hosts? Summers.
Regis Philbin dead.
Philbin's dead. Summers alive?
Yeah.
What is he doing now, Mark Summers?
A lot of stuff at Epstein Island.
Dude, if you worked at Nickelodeon from 90 to 99, you have to be a pedophile.
You've got children's feet on your hands.
It's not good. Yeah.
The Leslie Jones supermarket sweep is like almost a parody of the way humans behave. Like... First episode, and there was literally a girl who kept scratching her weave in between answers. And you know how, like, in Supermarket Sweep, they have the inflatables you grab for extra dollars? I see her go buy an inflatable watermelon. I go, they're not going to do it. And then here she comes holding the fucking watermelon. Like, Leslie Jones Supermarket Sweep should just be called Scatter.
Dude, that's so funny. It looks like she's just cheering on people looting.
Yeah, it's by the way, DC Benny's on it.
What do you mean?
They have like characters on it that like ring up your groceries or like you go to them for like a cup of coffee. DC Benny is one of the employees on it. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm so happy for
him. I can get that.
So Leslie Jones and DC Benny you're better than them.
I'm better. I will say it to their faces.
You're better than a lady Ghostbuster.
I will say it. I will say it right to their faces. Leslie Jones, come at me. DC Benny, I got no issues with you, but you got a problem, bro? Let's go. Wait till they see my fucking Real Ass Jeopardy. They're going to be like, dude, we need to get this guy on the show. Maybe we'll make that a stop in the supermarket.
Yeah, there it is.
No, you weren't even kidding, Zach. I half thought you were making it up.
No.
Dude. I mean, how does everyone sit there with a straight face? Does the whole audience lose their shit at that moment?
No, there's no audience, thank God, but like...
That made a lighting guy fall off a ladder. What is
Some guy's paralyzed. I'm sorry, I saw the funniest thing in the world.
I mean, that was definitely a racist PA that was like, dude, I'm going to put a fucking inflatable watermelon. I'm going to put an inflatable watermelon.
Oh, they were dancing the whole time? Like, it was
inflatable watermelon!
Oh, yeah, dude, they had, like, synchronized dances. It was a lot.
Dylan, there's more coffee all over my elbow room.
Where is he going?
Hopefully to kill himself.
If he killed himself, I'd be so happy right now.
Do you want me to come and do it?
Yeah. Put the sexy you want music me to come on? Kill Dylan?
Put the sexy music on while you clean up, though, Shannon. Hell yeah.
He could redeem himself by bringing in a blown-up watermelon.
Hell yeah.
Man, imagine how stressed that black woman had to be scratching her weave.
Oh, as she's in, she's like digging her nails into her braids. It was insane.
Because they will... cause CTE to not scratch it.
Yeah.
But if they're digging in there, man, you know something's afoot.
Over here. And then also my crotch.
Oh, I hate this.
Yeah. We're going to be called as witnesses, so turn away.
Yeah, honestly. Mm.
What? You smell nice. What? You smell nice. Stop being an idiot.
Flip his chair over.
Shannon, you smell so nice. Yeah.
Shannon, I'm going to put him on my shoulders. You can clothesline him through this table.
I would smash. I would smash Shannon until she was dead. You know, she would love it, though. Shannon, you know you would love it.
I didn't hear I heard I would smash Shannon, and I didn't hear the rest
until
of the
until she's dead.
Oh. Both versions are true.
Shannon, I'm telling you right now, we're going to have our Christmas party at my house, and that's it.
And it's just you two. Everyone else is uninvited.
Now, Dylan, I don't have my other shoe, so my sock is just sitting in a puddle of coffee. I appreciate it, Dylan. He took my shoe to go...
He's rinsing it out in a puddle.
I hope he threw it into somebody else's yard. And now you just have one shoe.
You should make him call you Mr. J. Gomez for a week. Only Mr. J. Gomez. Nothing else.
I can't stand him. All right, so let's get a mind meld going between Butterly and Rainey. Have you guys ever played mind meld?
No, mm-hmm. I would love to.
Okay, so all you got to do, essentially, you both think of any word in your head, okay? We're going to see how close you guys truly are. Is Dad Meat better than the Realist Podcast? Realist Podcast, we mind meld one word every single time. We don't have to do it again, Zach. This is going to be the game that gets us canceled. You both think of any word, okay? Any word in the world. It could be table. It could be fucking a name. It could be Shannon. It could be Shannon's tits. Who knows? There's two words, but I'll count that as one. Now, you say it at the exact same time. Then you give it a beat, and you count to three, like one, two, three. And then you say another word. The idea is you're trying to come up. You're trying to say the same word.
Mm-hmm. So it's always one, two, three, word, one, two, three, word.
You give it a beat.
Okay. Yeah.
You know? And so it's like, let's say you say table, and you say fucking... ceiling.
Lewis can only say words that he sees. He is so dumb. Every time we do this, and you say microphone, bottle of water.
Doggy, I don't have object permanence.
Dude, that blindfold is going to render you retarded. You're going to need a fucking Jamaican nana.
Dude, that it'll be brilliant.
Dude, if you
it unlocks
me,
everything.
See me at my dumbest as if you blind me.
Darkness, darkness, darkness.
Black, black, black. And you're trying to come up with the same word. So, all right, let's say you say cup. and you say drink, right? Then you both say one, two, three, and you say water, right? Boom. You get it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, ready?
When do we start?
Do we have any Mind Meld music, Shannon? Yeah. Got your words?
Yeah, look at me, bitch.
Okay.
Go to Mind Meld together.
Ready?
One, two, three.
Gorilla.
Pussy. What'd you say? Gorilla?
Yeah.
And pussy.
Yeah.
Well, I gorilla was thinking pussy. About gorilla pussy, though.
Gorilla pussy.
Yeah.
All right. And you take a beat. You do another one. One, two, three.
Come.
Retard.
Fuck.
Retarded come. Okay. You're not supposed to say new words. You know, you're supposed to have it relate.
Oh, no. I can see where we're going.
Come and retard. All right, come and retard.
By the way, if Gorilla Pussy Retard Come is not the name of this episode,
Gorilla Pussy Retard Come. All right, ready? One, two, three.
Jeez. Autism is a choice. We're getting there.
Autism is a choice. And cheeks. All right, ready? Yeah, I think you are coming closer to the word.
Yeah.
All right, ready, Shannon? One, two, three, my mouth.
Fleshlight.
Just a sigh. Fleshlight and a sigh.
Those go together.
Okay, we're getting closer. All right, ready? One, two, three.
Real torso.
Doll. Oh!
So close.
What do you say?
Real doll and torso.
I think it's a mind meld. Mind meld!
Yes!
Ladies and gentlemen, you did it. It was only six moves.
Wow. Yeah. Is that good?
Put them on the board. Six moves. What's the record? Me and Zach, we had one word.
One.
What did you get?
Hmm?
Which word?
You figured out.
Okay, let's see. No one else is... Oh, this is fun. A Hyperloop transports passengers at 100 miles per hour. Okay, that's fun. It's inside of a levitating pod. It'll eventually be six times faster. After testing more than 400 times without passengers, the Virgin Hyperloop made its first 100-mile-per-hour run with two passengers on board. Eventually, the mode of travel will double that of a commercial airliner.
Where are they going to put that?
I don't know. Where's the Hyperloop? Can we see the Hyperloop, Shannon? Can we see some video of this?
This better be a video.
Oh, well, hold on.
If you show me a picture of a fast train, I'm going to...
There's lines behind it to let you know.
Dylan, where's my shoe?
There's people hanging out the window.
It's drying. What'd you do to my shoe?
I fucking hate it. Dylan's going to throw a Thomas the Tank Engine into the fucking room.
I mean, everyone just watched it happen. It was just, I can't imagine what it looks like on video. I'm sure Be Kind Rewind has already made a GIF of coffee splashing all over my fucking face.
Hyperlink would be great if they put it in like bad neighborhoods, and as the doors are closing, you could yell the words so you're not allowed to use it anymore.
Go, 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 go.
Let's see this train of the hyper.
They're running next to the train and keeping up.
That doesn't add playing. 1 second. 3 seconds.
It's okay. It's all right. Christmas party, Shannon. This is it.
That's Stan. Stan's on the hoop, hyperloop, going, back door, dickhead.
They have an extra ligament in their train.
Wow, look at this.
Whoa. Let's see, these are the first two. How great if their fucking heads exploded? They're like, whoa, we did not expect that. Would you be the first people to test out the hyperloop?
Yeah, I would do this.
You would first people to ever take a ride in this thing?
Yeah. Sure. You don't have to learn anything. You can just sit there and maybe you'll die. That's
why are they freaking out like it's even a big deal? King Daka goes faster.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. But it's an airplane goes 6 times as fast as that, right? An airplane goes like 500 or 600 miles an hour, right?
It's probably the acceleration and the stop. And they probably, also built Sibians into the seats. Classic Elon, dude.
Hey, dude, Elon, that fucking joker. All female passengers have a Sibian built into their seat.
You know, this is going to be a real challenge for the fucking subway jerk-off dudes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have to walk on hard. They're going to be ready to pop when they get on the train.
Just fucking
So where does this thing go?
Is it like, weren't they doing like a DC to New York loop? That was going to be more there in like an hour or some crazy shit like that.
Hold on. I'm not even sure. Yeah.
Thanks for doing the research on the story that you brought to the table.
Sorry, you're right.
Jesus Christ, Shannon.
Oh, it's Las Vegas. This is in
It's Vegas
in
to what? Vegas. Yeah. Is it Vegas to Havasu? Because I'm driving to fucking Havasu from Vegas on Thursday. Would love a Hyperloop.
It's not in place to like.
Shut up, bitch.
Yet.
Every time, Shannon.
No, they're testing it. They tested it 400 times without humans on it. This was their first test with humans. So it's a step in the direction of being able to use it. And eventually they're anticipating using it 6 times as fast as right now. Because now it's only 100 miles per hour. It'll be 600 miles an hour.
And where will it go?
That's not.
Did they test it on any dogs and monkeys? That'd be fun.
I don't remember, we used to do that?
You just put rockets on dogs and monkeys and send them places?
Hell yeah, dude. Send a monkey into outer
space. Let's do that.
Did you see the, what was that new Steve Carell show on Netflix?
Yes.
I only watched like a few episodes of it, but one of the things that was pretty funny is they had a monkey in outer space that died. And they killed it. It accidentally got sent off into like space and it's spinning. Like out of control.
Did he blow up in the chimpanzee?
No. It was just hilarious to see this monkey spinning away from the ship. Ah, fuck, dude. Oh, boy. All right. Good writing on that show. We need to get them on this show. Imagine we get those writers to write for this show. We fucking crush.
Dude, you could get a monkey to knock over your coffee.
Let's see. Horrifying moment. Egyptian man out on bail for stabbing someone. Plows over a family waiting to cross the street. Let's see. This is a video of the family. Does it live or does it die? Does the family live or die? Let's see. Let's see the video, and we'll figure out whether or not they live or die.
Does it live or does it die?
A family.
Okay. Was this in Egypt?
I don't know.
No, it was in the Ukraine.
Okay. It was in the Ukraine. Were they walking like an Egyptian to mock him? Because I would have plowed my car right into them. Have they done that? It's very offensive. If you walk like an Egyptian at Egyptian people, is that like an offensive thing? And sing the song?
Only in crosswalks.
Okay.
Are we getting a video of this or
no? Everything we do should take a little longer.
Oh no!
He just got out on bail. Oh, look at this nice Ukrainian family. They're like, what a
Oh
my Christ!
Oh, 7-10 split.
Jesus Christ, Shannon! All right. No, are there children there? I can't watch children on the ground.
Well, did that guy in the blue get hit, or was he just
fuck you, Shannon? Why would you show that, you fucking idiot?
Yeah, why would you show that again right now?
Hold on.
Were there children?
Yes, 2 kids.
Did the kids get hurt?
Do you want to guess?
Nah.
Dude, I think those kids fucking...
It looked like he clipped 3 of them.
Can we see it again? Jesus
and
Christ.
And one person was the lucky Pierre.
All right, there's 1 kid on the end.
Uh-huh.
Hello, the little kid. Please, little kid, be okay. Just be okay. The grandma's
nice
hugging
little hug.
Him. Please just kill the mom.
Oh, that's not the kid. No, the kid's hurt.
The grandma lived. The grandma's the only one who shouldn't have lived.
Fine.
What happened to the family?
They're okay.
The grandma just spun in a circle.
Oh, my God. What happened, Shannon?
So the kid broke both of his legs, and the lady is in a coma. But nobody died.
There you go. Yeah.
A coma is fucking life death.
I knew a guy that got hit by a car when he was a little kid, and he got a lot of lawsuit money when he turned 18 and got a boat. So.
That kid fucking that kid's rules, set. Dude. That kid's crushing it, dude.
That kid is going to be
if he could dance, he
at
would.
A high level. Hmm.
He's facing an additional 8 years now to the charge that he was already out on bail for.
Why did he do that? Was it what did the family do? It was just they were happened to be wrong place, wrong time.
No, they were just waiting to cross the street. Like he went off the street onto that little thingy in the center, the little island,
to hit people on purpose.
We don't know.
From now on, he's got to blow into his camel before he rides it.
Egyptian student Ali Hendi was already out on bail for stabbing a girl in June when he plowed over a family waiting to cross. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he didn't. Well, at least they're not charging him for doing it on purpose because they're charging him for dangerous driving and not like attempted manslaughter. So.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. How old is the boy? 9.
Yeah. The woman was 50.
Good. Fuck her, dude. She lived her life.
Some of the car.
Oh, it's making me so angry, dude.
I'm trying to guess your angle on this, and right now I'm going with I would have killed all four.
Dude, that guy couldn't fucking aim for shit with his car, dude.
He was a coward at the last second.
What a fucking pussy. You could hit all four people with your car, you fucking weak bitch. I'd love to see him. Now, I'm not going to take that guy bowling. Fucking
put the bumpers on the road for him.
I guarantee I'd kill all four. I promise.
Wait, he got out of the car like Stone Cold?
It says footage following the car accident shows the driver making offensive.
Whoa. Damn. Oh my God.
They have pictures of people throwing him the beers.
Holy shit, this guy might actually be real estate of the week. He's evil. You don't. He's out on bail for stabbing someone. Then he plows through a family. They get him out of the car and he's like, fuck you, I'll do it again. It's real ass. Whether I agree with him or not, it's real ass.
He's Egyptian. He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel
he's real. He's a real ass dude. We went from does it live into a real ass dude. It's never happened before on the show. It's the first time we've ever given a real ass dude of the week to the person that caused a does it live.
And if you want to see me run over another family, give me a
blame Shannon.
Blame Shannon for bringing those stories together. Thank you, Shannon.
He's
Final.
Egyptian, so he's smashing clay pots of fucking wine on his head.
That was fucking crazy. That was wild. That whole thing was wild. I didn't. It was a sad story until I saw the final picture.
The double
of him
birds.
Just fucking
damn.
Wow, look at
that.
Oh my God,
look
it's hot.
Look at him. He thinks he's white. Is his white on his shirt?
Oh, this dude rules.
I am actually white.
Damn.
He's handsome as fuck. Shannon, is he hot?
It's not my thing.
Because he's brown?
Racist.
No.
Because he's brown?
No, he's like young and
Shannon,
stupid.
What's the brownest man you've ever done anything sexually with? Sicilian?
No.
Don't overshoot.
My ex who you've met is Puerto Rican.
Oh, he is Puerto Rican.
Yeah. He has green eyes, though.
Her ex, I mean, he's a nice guy, but he hits on a lot of, like, I'm a way hotter version of her ex. Like, he's a bald fucking guy, like, Puerto Rican, like, Shannon, it's going to happen. It's going to happen one day. I just see it, Shannon. The writing's on the wall.
You've been saying this for a long time. I've been working here for 4.5 years.
Hell yeah.
Shannon, what do you have against Indian people?
I don't. He's just not this Indian person.
I masturbated to Lisa Ann virtual reality porn.
How'd that go?
Pretty good. Pretty solid. I know Lisa Ann. So it was like she was right there. Oh. And she did a really good...
Please don't start podcasting. Please don't start
podcasting. Doggy, she did a thing where she walked right up to me. She was like, welcome to the Lisa Ann virtual reality experience. And then she leans over to your ear and she goes, are you ready to fuck? And it's right in your ear and you're like, and you're, the hairs of the...
It's right in our ears too.
Donkey.
Hey kid, you want to eat some pussy?
I tried to go back.
Hey, James, want to play Oculus?
I tried to go back to non-VR porn. It is a problem.
Violent
luckily,
retard.
Luckily, they've... Because I would feel like a real creep if I was beating off with my Oculus because they let my son use my Oculus. But they figured out the finger technology, so you don't even need to use the things. So I can just be beating my dick and fucking doing all this shit. It's incredible, dude. The other thing is, this is fucking pretty wild.
It shoots lasers at kids that come out of their room.
So when you go... When you go to your hands, do you have Oculus?
No.
All right, so when you look at your hands, you can see your hands, right? Like
yeah.
You see, like, in front of you, but you just see your hands floating, and when you're jerking off, you just see like, your hand doing the invisible jerk. It's so fucking funny, dude. I mean, I almost want to, I got to figure out a way to tape it for you guys to watch me beat off without seeing it and just see the fuck what I see. It's so fucking funny. And my piece looks nice and thick in my hand, like my invisible dick.
Your dick's
nice.
Avatar?
Dude, no, it's my invisible dick. It looks like I'm an invisible man, like jerking off invisible meat. It's the best.
I need the nanny cam footage of James walking in and you not realizing it.
Dad, do you want to watch Little Monster? What are you doing?
No, I think it's just more disappointment, like, again. He just turns around and goes back into his room.
I have to buy him his own Oculus because this thing is just becoming my personal sex portal. I strap it to his head. I'm like, oh, fuck, dude.
How do you come back from VR porn, though? Can you ever go back to normal porn?
I don't
porn
think I
now?
Can go back, dude. Yeah. I did jerk off to regular porn because my VR was out of battery, and I wasn't going to sit around waiting for a battery to try to jerk off.
Is that your point?
Let me check. Nah, fuck, come on.
Because you need at least 30% to get a good session in, right?
Just talking to it like, Lisa Ann, I'm ready. I'm ready. Lisa, are you there? Lisa, come in. Over.
Doggy, it is great.
Dude.
It is fucking great.
That'd be so funny if as the battery is running out, instead of it just shutting down, the battery runs out. She's like, oh no, our time together is ending. Lewis, I love you. I have money.
And you're just like crying and panting. Like, no, Lisa Ann, come back.
Did the end of Monster Squad?
I'm not even into MILF porn. It's just I've met Lisa Ann. I've been in her home. She filmed one of the VR porn scenes in her home. It was so easy to be right there.
Dude, is that what Harrington's doing at your house this week?
Just fucking filming VR porn. Dude, well, Harrington, I played the other day, we played poker. And the poker is stupid. It's really, so there's no money. They'll figure out a way to get money with it, right? But there's no money. You just play for fun. So you go into this virtual poker world, and you're with all people. You get to make your avatar. So if I wanted to look like me, or if I wanted to look like a little girl, or a fucking, you know, a sexy little boy, whatever you need, whatever you really want to be, and you sit at this poker table, and you play and have a conversation with strangers and you just talk and you're not playing for anything real. And you could buy little things like cigars and fucking vape pens and beers and you cheers. And I was sitting there for like an hour and it was, I got lost and I was like, this is not going to be good because those people that have sort of issues making friends, going out, you know, it's going to make that side of it like way easier. You could be a fat, ugly chick and you know, there was one chick at the table. Her avatar was kind of cute. She probably was a big fat pig. She's probably an animal, right?
Yeah, she's playing poker.
Yeah, with a bunch of fucking dudes at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. She's from Australia, but she was kind of sexy. All the guys were trying to flirt with her. Mm-hmm. And she, like, it was a bizarre, like, everyone was just a big fat naked person. Guaranteed, everyone was just beating off and naked, just breathing heavy. And that's just a better world.
And now here's what's going to happen. So you know how like the right now that's like the realm of like the incels and shit like that. And eventually as it gets more mainstream, they're going to seem like all their social flaws are going to come out again. So they're going to be relegated to incels inside of virtual reality. So they're going to be like shooting up virtual poker clubs because they're not going to be able to sit at the table. So they're going to want to get like trolls in and shit.
Yeah, it was the whole virtual world is it's. Cool. It's a very cool experience so far.
It's cool hangouts left.
They used to do fun games. I can go into like a virtual table tennis room and just play table tennis with some fucking person in the world and actually be playing table tennis. It's fucking crazy. I downloaded the boxing game yesterday. I mean, I'm just fucking.
Oh, dude, can you get Gorn? Gorn is it's like a gladiator game. You're like a gladiator and they give you big giant weapons. You get to like smash people with a giant mallet and shit like
that. Yeah, I've never fucked
it's
with it.
It's so fucking fun.
Yeah, I'm
That's actually funny to put the headset on a lady and make them fight.
I put it on my son. He my son boxed. My son mm-hmm. is seven, and he was fucking boxing these big dudes. It's so funny because he got so into it. He's fucking sitting there like for like 30 minutes, and we're pouring sweat because we're actually boxing. It's pretty reactive. I got to give it a little bit of credit because it's
he
like
he was watching the Lisa Ann thing the whole time. Yeah. Like,
this is great. He's gonna be a hands-free comer by the time he's 10.
Doggy. It'd be great if him boxing in virtual reality was like him fighting an adult man. He was just getting knocked around your living room.
Well, he was. He was sort of losing with a sparring partner. He lost the first round. He lost the first thing too, and they did it again. He sort of got the rhythm. And then he started getting to the guys who were a little bit tougher, and they were just beating the shit out of him. Just take it. And you really have to slip and do set movement. For just even moving around and just practicing throwing your punches and hitting with form and being there, it's actually not even a bad program. I bet you that they can come up with a really intuitive, cool martial arts thing where you do sensors with your feet, where you can actually get good. It's where the technology will go. Will be it's that right there doing the boxing program, which is just the baseline $10 boxing thing, right? Mm. It was better. In my opinion, I gained more knowledge than heavy bag work, than using a double end bag, than using any of that reactiveness and having to slip and move and keep your hands up. I'm telling you, dude,
that's what's up.
It's fucking badass. It's really cool. I gotta give Oculus a lot of fucking credit.
Dude, where do they let you fight fat white ladies?
Yeah, how cool would that be? Well, they have drunken bar fight, right? Where you're just at a bar and some hick with no teeth is like, what are you looking at? You're like, what? You take a bottle and smash it over their head. It's cool.
In the in that Gorn game, you can like grab the dudes that you're fighting. And like if you grab him and pull his arm, you could pull his arm off. And it's
oh wow, dude! What game? Like what's the game called?
It's Gorn,
called
I think.
Gorn is it on Oculus or is it on another?
I'm not sure. I played it on an Index on a PC.
Yeah,
dude. It actually feels really good when you're doing this.
Oh yeah,
you smash their head.
Oh, there's just blood everywhere.
You get to kill Lisa Ann.
They end up there's like spike traps and shit that come up. You could spike them.
Is this on Oculus or is this just on? His mom's just gonna fucking kill me.
Damn, that's so fucking. Look at dude, throwing knife.
Yeah,
smash his face.
Oh, there's blood everywhere.
Obviously,
oh,
so you pretend they call to it, fuck them.
So it's like gore porn. That's the idea of Gorn.
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, when my wife is doing bad, I sigh out there because it's super immersive. You actually do feel like you're there, and like the sound is really immersive. And I told her to imagine that, like while she was losing, that one of them was going to hold her down and fuck her face.
And then
and she was just like,
crazy.
"That's not funny. This sucks." She was too like locked in for her, for that to even be funny.
Wow.
And I was like, "All right, well,
yeah."
Sometimes I redline the autism. So.
That's how they train lady police officers.
It actually starts with them already dropping the gun.
Do I shoot?
Help!
Do I need your gun? Do I turn here?
Is that an Oculus, Shannon, or no?
It's on Steam. Dylan found it on Steam. So I guess you can stream it through a laptop onto the set.
I don't know what any of that is. But yeah, it's fucking badass. I really like it. Okay, I'll keep you guys. You would think that Oculus is a sponsor of the show. I've been talking about it so much, but it is really fun. I should have fucking brought it today. I have the one that you could bring. We could just been playing this the whole time.
Dude,
we could
have been taking turns.
What did you have? You had Google Cardboard, right?
I have Valve Index.
He put it on my face in his basement. I wasn't ready for it. I didn't know what was coming. He's like, here, dude, check this out. And he was playing porn.
I got him. I did it on set one time. We were shooting something. I was just putting it on people's faces.
My God.
Nice.
Hilarious.
Yeah, we did on Skanks. We did tranny porn.
Oh, hell yeah.
We hooked up the Oculus so you got to see our whole experience. It was great.
You have a favorite tranny lady?
I'm not into it, but I went into a porn journey the other day, and I clicked on a tranny thing, and I was like, this is turning me on. Click, and I moved away.
Check out Daisy Taylor.
Who?
Daisy Taylor.
Daisy Taylor?
Yeah, she's my favorite.
Let me see Daisy Taylor. Pull her up. Does she have a dick still?
Yeah.
That's a problem. That dick is just going to fucking be there. Like, you have this perfect, seemingly perfect woman. Then she fucking...
And then it gets better.
somehow they figured out a way to be better than perfect.
Dude, you just got to work around it. Like her relative in a wheelchair.
I don't know, man.
Wait, there's pictures of her with long hair, though. She's
I like it with a little... That's like another level of being confident with being a tranny. She's like, I'm going to get a boy haircut. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
that's the top one.
All right, there you go.
She loves being fucked in the ass. Yeah. Look at her cock.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Her cock looks like it was split down the middle. That's a crazy cock seam. That would think there's something wrong with my dick.
What?
That cock seam? Look at her cock seam.
Oh, I thought you said my dick.
Isn't that crazy? Cock.
What's a cock scene? Delicious.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe it's just because it's in front of big fake tits. Maybe that's what's fucking
no, but look at the seam that goes from the
top
hole,
of the head
all the way down the straight down the center. That's a fucking crazy ass seam.
Yeah. It's,
does anybody else have a cock seam like that?
No, but I mean,
no, because that's the one part of my dick I can't.
Well, I've never seen. I might. Who knows?
Yeah, God made us all different, dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was the worst part of that picture for you.
The cock seam, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. A dick would just fuck with me way too much. It would be there and hard. And...
You
have you ever felt a man's hard dick?
No, have you?
Nah.
Yeah.
I held Jay's hard dick once. Mm. We were on Shiprocked, and he had morning wood, and he thought he was going to out, like, weird me. Uh-huh. So he was wearing, like, basketball shorts. Him and Christine were in the room, and he was like, hey, what's up, dude? And he's had a hard on. I was like, what's up? And I just grabbed it through the pants. And feeling a hard cock is bizarre, dude. Yeah. Like, it's not your own. It feels like there's... I don't know, dude. There's just skin and fucking engorgedness. I felt it throb a little in my hand.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Did it do like the shoulder shrug?
Yeah, dude, it was good. <off. laughs>
I don't know. That's not aggression. That's a welcoming.
Dude, that was, I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Hey, wait, what's up? Here. Yeah, what's up?
His seam all right?
His dick was okay. I couldn't feel the cock seam, but it was me going like, ah, him going, ah.
Oh, it was like the Uncle Fester machine.
He was wearing a headless like sleeve on it.
Yeah. Let's see. Tom Hanks' son Chet says Trump is still our president. Who cares? Why do I keep on hearing about Tom Hanks' son? What can we say?
He's probably the world's wealthiest wigger.
Is he?
Yeah.
Let's see him. Didn't he threaten a comic recently that we know? It was like Bert or Tom Segura or Theo or one of these guys he threatened because they were making fun of him on their podcast.
Oh, God.
I believe.
I don't know, man.
I'll look it up while you guys
watch. Yeah, look it up.
I purposely tune him out. I'm sorry.
I don't know who he is.
He's like, he does like a reggae voice.
Let's hear.
Like, now that Trump's leaving office, I think it's important to remember that he was the president, so we should show some respect. Pussyclad, fuck them Ross. Donald no one run but be boss man Biden. Fuck them Ross, pussyclad boy. Go suck on a mother.
What the fuck was that?
Dude, what if he was on the set of Big and the Zoltar machine thought he said wig instead of Big? Left him a wigger for eternity.
I want to be wig.
I wish I was wig.
Andrew Santino.
It was Santino, right.
And Bobby Lee?
Yeah, I guess Bobby Lee and Santino were trashing him on their podcast.
Dude, my soul left my body during that.
Yeah, that was really cringy. Yeah. So
it was funny watching him go in and out of it. That was actually kind of funny.
I mean, is he fucking around? Like,
clearly.
No, I think he raps.
Yeah, he's a rapper.
He does, but it's only because he doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
So when nothing matters, he's like, yeah, I'm just going to do something retarded. Probably. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe whatever. He thinks it's cool, but...
I do retarded shit, too. I can't hate on a guy for doing retarded shit. I think it's pretty funny that he wants to beat up Andrew Santino.
Did he put out one of those videos for him?
I don't know, but he like sent him a DM, for, like threatening him, right? Being like, yeah, I'll, you know...
Was it in Jamaican?
I look forward to running into you one day, and then Andrew Santino, being a pussy comedian... To tell me that you have a sense of humor and enjoyed the satire of our impression? Nah, to tell you that it's going to be hilarious, just not for you. And then he goes, you do understand comedy, right? Yeah, this is... That's it. Yeah, they keep on going on. I saw more of it. And it's Santino being like, yeah, dude, we're just fucking around.
Yeah, if you're explaining a joke to an angry wigger, it's already too late.
Keep that same energy when you see me, funny guy. Did you even watch the show? I don't play with people who keep my family's name in their fucking mouth. Next time you're going to speak on me publicly, be ready for the consequences. Oh, my fucking God. What are the consequences? You're threatening me over Instagram because of us making jokes on a podcast. I'm done talking. Just keep that same energy when you see me.
Damn.
Imagine you get beat up by Tom Hanks' son. How fucking funny. This is why, and you know, no offense to Tom Hanks' retarded wigger son, but
in that next set, he said, "You don't know me or what I've been through."
Yeah, yeah. You've been through nothing. You're fucking Tom Hanks' son. Yeah. You've been rich since you were born, okay? Here's the problem with somebody like that's not a comedian or who doesn't understand like funny at all. Mm-hmm. Chet Hanks has no idea how funny it is if he act like for Andrew Santino, he gets the story of Tom Hanks' son beating him up for making a joke. There's no amount of physical pain that Chet Hanks could cause him that wouldn't be worth the 10 minutes of material for Tom Hanks' son coming up to him at some fucking restaurant in L.A. and starting to swing on him.
Right, that's a closer on his special.
It's the best. Yeah. There's nothing.
And then I realized life is like a box of chocolates.
I mean, that's the antithesis. Not the antithesis. That is what that is funny, right? That is just the absolute funniest thing in the world. Is you get beat up by somebody like that that shouldn't be able to beat you up. But I mean, is this like is he a really big tough guy?
No, he's a normal dude who I thought he recognized that people were making fun of him, so he just leaned into it. Okay. And it seemed like that's when it became funny. But if he's DMing people shit like that, it's clearly he's not over that.
He's ready to fucking go to war.
He's going
to
stomp on his body like the FAO Schwartz keyboard scene.
I got fucking... Oh, he's kind of jacked. Not really, though. He looks like those are
fake pec implants. Yeah.
Those look like fucking... Yeah. Are those pec implants?
Wow.
Dude, on the surface, at first he looked jacked, but I just realized you don't really...
I think he's also doing Percocet eyes on purpose. Mm-hmm.
That's not how a body works. Am I crazy? Is that not how a body works? Those are pec implants. Can you look up Chet Hanks' pec implants and see if that's a thing?
Can we get his dick seam? Please. He's got big fake tits. Let me see a dick seam in front of him.
Yeah. I just want him to threaten me.
Yeah, I know.
This is where we're going into it. Chet Hanks, please.
Yeah. Chet Hanks, you're a fucking pussy,
dude. You're a fucking bitch, dude. You won't
suck
fight
my
me.
Fucking bird.
Dude, I'll fight you and your fucking gay father.
I'll clean you out, dude.
I'll suck your mom.
Dude, I'll fucking suck on your mom's clit.
I'll
fuck Wilson,
pussy,
dude. Is that his mom? No, the volleyball. I'm going to fuck that volleyball.
Dude, I'll fucking marry your brother.
Yeah, Chet Hanks, we ain't afraid of you, bro. The comedy community, we will come together against you.
We'll suck your meat, clean off your body, dude.
It looks like other people have speculated, but it's not for sure. It seems like people are speculating.
Yeah, those have to be pec implants. There's no way. That's not the way a body builds muscle. He's got like a weird
like a crease, like roll.
Undefined body, and then he's got like maybe.
No, dude.
No, they're fake tits.
No, dude.
Those are fake tits.
They go
right,
up.
Dude?
That might even not even be pecs. That's tit.
Why are his nipples so white? Looks like pimples. Because I want to pop his fucking nipples.
He's probably got his back fat pulled into a ponytail.
Yeah, dude.
There's probably no softer childhood than the child of Tom Hanks.
You think so?
Yeah. When he shows up to fight Santino, he's going to get out of the back of an SUV driven by like the family driver.
Thank you, Rutherford.
Yeah.
Master Chet, please do remember to eat.
I mean, he is named Chet. I mean, there's not a more entitled name than Chet.
Yo, brass knuckles, Mr. Hanks.
But I have no idea. Maybe he had a really fucked up childhood. Maybe his dad was a complete narcissist and didn't pay attention to him and fucking would beat him. And we don't know what the fuck happened. Just because people have money doesn't mean that they necessarily had a good childhood.
That's true. Yeah. But
I would trade childhoods with him any day of the week. Go walk a minute in my shoes, Chet Hanks.
You mean your shoe?
One's covered in coffee, yeah.
Hop a mile in my shoe, Chet Hanks. And we will see where you end up on this fucking... No, I don't know. I don't know who I'd root for. Andrew Santino or Chet Hanks?
Chet Hanks for sure.
Chet Hanks.
You got me fucked up.
I love Andrew Santino, but watching Chet Hanks beat the shit out of him.
Boomba clap.
Would be fucking awesome, dude.
At least burst one of his titties.
Yeah. All right, look, we're going to wrap this show. This has been a really fun. I love having the Dad Meat guys on.
Likewise.
We are going to train right after this. We're going to go over to Diego's Brooklyn Williamsburg MMA and get a little bit of training in. My jiu-jitsu is getting better. It's getting better, boys. I know it's been a little bit. It's been a minute.
We'll put you through the paces today.
Fuck, dude. It sucks, dude. I hate Butterly. I hate him so much, dude. He toys with me, and it makes me angry. But we're going to fucking...
We'll make you work.
You make me fucking sick, dude.
We'll make you worse.
Thing, like, Rainey just beats me. You toy with me. Rainey just butt fucks me, but he should. Rainey also looks like he should be able to butt fuck me. Like, you're like, oh, hey, here, I'm going to take your pinky. I'm going to bend it behind your back. And you're like, oh, here, look, I'm going to crush your eyeballs. Oh.
No.
It's fucked up, dude. He does weird shit.
No, I help him. Well, we get to a spot, and then I don't need to break his arm. I don't need him to tap out. So I'll say, all right, now work out of here. It's all healthy.
Yeah,
it's all healthy.
Well, we're going to fucking get into it today. Obviously, you guys can go and check out my YouTube channel and check out the entire Fight Journal series we've been recording every single week. Feel like I'm getting a little bit better. Harrington fighting this Saturday night. I will be also in Lake Havasu competing in WrestleMania 20. Lots of fun stuff happening this week. One more show on Wednesday before I get out of town, Zachy boy. Who's on Wednesday, Shannon?
Danny Polishchik. I don't know how to say his last name. And Alex Engelbert.
Polishchik.
Yeah,
Polish.
Those two.
Nice. Danny and Alex should be a fun show. Until then, we will check you next time. Have yourselves a great day. Peace.
That's all, folks.